This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start with a story that was pretty prominent last week. Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hesterin accepted campaign donations from a businessman with a history of fraud in the county and elsewhere.
These donations, $51,000 in total, came from a man named Jeffrey Allen Darrow and his Certified Tire and Service Centers, which had been the subject of at least 400 consumer complaints in Riverside, San Bernardino, and Orange counties. Now, there was an investigation, and Certified Tire ended up settling for $550,000. But a few years later, the company was caught doing the same thing again. And it was kind of a bait-and-switch thing where they brought people into the shops for low-cost oil changes and ended up telling them they needed all kinds of repairs and service they didn't really need. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the State Bureau of Automotive Repair investigated and levied another $200,000 in fines. When this was brought to Hesterin's attention, he initially said that he didn't know who the man was, even though $51,000 made up more than a third of Hesterin's total contributions during his campaign and after. A lot of the money was used to pay off his campaign debt, loans, many of which he'd made to himself. And he said that when he found out, he walled himself off from the investigations and the supervision of the probation of this company. However, after he thought about it for a day, he realized it didn't look good, and he decided to return the money.
I want to ask you about the implications of this. Was there anything illegal, let alone improper, because impropriety can sometimes be subjective, but was there anything illegal? And if not, is this anything that could bother Hesterin later in, say, his next campaign? An opponent might be able to grab onto this, because his sort of stock and trade up to now has been his squeaky clean integrity.
Yeah, to answer your first question, no, there's nothing illegal about it. As long as you report your campaign contributions, you're able to accept them. As far as whether this will become a campaign issue, certainly it's something that could be raised by a challenger when he stands for re-election in a couple more years.
Okay, next. The latest University of Southern California air study shows that children's health improved as smog was reduced.
Right. This is a study that's been going on for 20 years. So these children have been followed from a very young age until they reach 18. It's the second USC study that has shown health improvements as the air got cleaner. Over the past 20 years, air pollution levels, particularly of fine particle pollution like diesel soot and also nitrogen oxide, have been cut nearly in half, in some cases a little more than in half, particularly in the communities in the Inland Empire, which have the worst smog. And this study showed that even children with asthma and children without asthma, both their health improved dramatically in terms of not having symptoms of bronchitis, such as persistent coughing, mucous membrane inflammation, congestion, and that kind of thing, kind of the respiratory symptoms of a cold.
Now, as we've heard in other news stories, organizations like the South Coast Air Quality Management District are now perhaps shifting their focus toward letting up on air quality regulations in the future. Is this going to be fuel for environmentalists to maybe counter any move that way?
Well, not just our environmentalists can, but also health officials. In fact, one of the USC folks said, this shows that it's worthwhile to have these regulations, which reduce the levels of air pollution for all of us.
Okay. And finally, that controversial Nestle permit to draw Arrowhead water from the San Bernardino Mountains is under review.
Yeah, the U.S. Forest Service had been allowing Nestle, which was one of the successor companies to the original Arrowhead Bottling Company, to continue taking water off of the mountain on a permit that had expired in 1988. Finally, the Forest Service is beginning the process of renewing that permit, and maybe charging a little bit more. This company has been paying just $524 a year to take as much as 36 million gallons of water out of Strawberry Creek. Now, environmentalists have been concerned that this could have a negative impact on endangered species and endangered plants, particularly during the drought. And so they've been pressuring the government to start processing this application. And that's finally happening. On Thursday night, the Forest Service held an open house to inform people about it so people can find out exactly what the process is and have some input into it. It's likely that the environmental review is going to take a year and a half to 2 years.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.